Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Mercury 7. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the fascinating pages of Wikipedia to explore the stories and insights behind the articles. Today, we're reaching for the stars as we discuss a group of trailblazers whose courage and ambition set the stage for human space exploration, the Mercury 7, America's first astronauts. Imagine, if you will, the late 1950s, a time of sock hops, drive-in theaters, and a simmering space race between the United States and the Soviet Union. In the midst of this, NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, was given the challenge of placing an American in space. To meet this challenge, they initiated Project Mercury and thus began the search for a new breed of heroes, the astronauts. The selection process was rigorous. From an initial pool of over 500 military test pilots, the list was narrowed down to just 32 through a series of grueling physical, mental, and psychological tests. Imagine the suspense these men must have felt, embarking on a journey that was quite literally otherworldly. Ultimately, seven were chosen: Scott Carpenter, Gordon Cooper, John Glenn, Gus Grissom, Wally Schirra, Alan Shepard, and Deke Slayton. Dubbed the Mercury 7, these men were about to become the faces of America's budding space effort. Now picture this: the press conference on April 9, 1959, where the Mercury 7 were introduced to the world. The public was captivated, turning these men into instant celebrities. They were not just test pilots anymore. They became symbols of American ingenuity and courage. But let's not gloss over the reality of their situation. These men were embarking on one of the most dangerous missions imaginable, using unproven technologies to hurtle into the great unknown of space. It was a time when the technology was young and the dangers were many. But with their steely determination and unparalleled bravery, they embraced their roles as pioneers. What do you imagine it took to prepare for such perilous voyages? The astronauts underwent extensive training, which included surviving in different harsh environments, practicing in simulators, and experiencing weightlessness aboard specially modified aircraft, affectionately known as the Vomit Comet. Their efforts culminated in several historic flights. Alan Shepard carried the banner as the first American in space with his suborbital flight on May 5, 1961. John Glenn followed with a formidable feat on February 20, 1962, becoming the first American to orbit Earth. Each of these missions was a stepping stone, not only for them, but for all humanity's aspirations beyond our home planet. One cannot help but be moved when considering the cultural impact of the Mercury 7. Their work propelled the United States forward in the space race and inspired generations to dream big, look up at the stars, and imagine what could be possible. They were real-life superheroes of their time, stepping into a capsule atop a rocket with little more than their bravery to shield them from the dangers of space. But like most human endeavors, Project Mercury and the legacy of the Mercury 7 are tinged with the shadows of tribulation. Three of these astronauts, Gus Grissom, Ed White from the later Gemini program, and Roger Chaffee, tragically lost their lives in the Apollo 1 fire in 1967. It was a sobering reminder of the risks these daring individuals took to push the boundaries of possibility. Have you ever thought about what it would be like to step into the unknown, to be willing to risk everything for the sake of progress? It's a thought that is as terrifying as it is exhilarating. And yet, this is precisely what the Mercury 7 did. Their names and their stories are etched into the annals of history, not just for their achievements, but for their embodiment of courage, determination, and exploration. While we've only scratched the surface of their exploits, the lives and missions of the Mercury 7 are a testament to what can be accomplished when we dare to take that first bold step into new domains. They set a course for future space explorers, and their legacy endures as we continue to reach for Mars and beyond. Do you think you would have what it takes to join the ranks of these legendary figures? consider the intense preparation, the sacrifices made, and the sheer nerve required to strap into a machine that would hurtle you past the sky's limit. Before we close, it's worth contemplating what the next Mercury 7 might look like. With the advent of private spaceflight and missions to Mars on the horizon, who will be the next faces of space exploration? And how will their stories unfold and be told to future generations? Thank you for joining me on this journey through the tale of the Mercury 7. If you're intrigued by the daring and spirit of these astronauts and want to learn more about their remarkable journey into the unknown, I encourage you to delve deeper into the article on Wikipedia. This is Wikipedia signing off, but not before reminding you to always keep your eyes on the stars and your mind open to the infinite possibilities they hold for us all. Goodbye for now, and until the next time, when we bring another page of Wikipedia to life, keep asking questions, keep exploring, and never stop learning.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Mercury 7. Thanks for listening. See you next time.